The days of celluloid film are numbered. From the shooting process to the cinema projectors, the future is in digital. For movie studios, new technologies are often an excuse to go through their film libraries and re-release classics in the latest technology. Still, taking a film and moving it to digital, especially high definition, can change it. Here's NPR's Laura Seidel with a report on what that means.
Warner Studios in Burbank is a piece of American film history. Remnants of sets from classics dot the lot. Casablanca, The Music Man, T for Two. Then there's The Vault, where film history lives.
Ooh, it's cold in here.
Yeah, on purpose.
It's 38 degrees. Movable shelves stacked with thousands of steel film cases line the walls of the archive with movies and TV shows that go back as far as 1916. Many are major pieces of American film history.
Oh, Rebel Without a Cause. Ooh, that's good.
Original camera negative.
This is the original camera negative of Rebel Without a Cause?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ned Price oversees the digital archives at Warner, and that includes the process of turning these films into high-definition digital copies for re-release. The digital transformation begins down the hall at the imaging lab. A laser scanner moves slowly across each frame of a film.
We can't literally copy a piece of film and have it look like it did in the theater. So there's a bit of manipulation that has to go on.
A bit of manipulation is an understatement. It can take months to make a digital copy look like the original film. Upstairs, there's a quiet editing room where Price is working on a high-definition 3D version of Alfred Hitchcock's Dial M for Murder. Little-known fact, Hitchcock originally made it in 3D.
I should simply tell them that you're trying to blackmail me into murdering your wife.
The murder scene happens in Grace Kelly's living room, all murky and shadowy at night.
Hello? Hello?
The colorist working on the digital version at Warner, Janet Wilson, points out that in the initial digital copy, the room is dark, but you can't see the shadows.
And you can see that they're kind of blue and milky and washed out.
The colors have faded on the original film print. But using digital coloring, Wilson is able to fix that.
I isolate that element in the image and I make it darker, like that, to make it actually look like a shadowy room.
The enhanced shadows make the room look much scarier. Alfred Hitchcock's ghost would approve, or at least Ned Price hopes.
We do check our backs every once in a while. There are a few filmmakers that you kind of wonder if they aren't ready to strike if you do the wrong thing.
To recreate Hitchcock's vision, they examine notes made by costume and lighting designers, research the colors of film stock of the era. Price says directors are like painters. They make conscious choices about the color of furniture, wallpaper, costumes. But Price also admits high definition can change a film in a way the original director never dreamed about. Take a classic like The Wizard of Oz. You might get a much brighter yellow brick road with HD, but you might also see the strings attached to the flying monkeys.
You're creating a hybrid. You want to represent what the film's intent was and what the look was and what the feeling was of the film, but you want to take advantage of the fact that you can see a lot more.
But some movie makers believe that movies made in film should be restored in film. Mary Sweeney, who worked for years with director David Lynch as an editor on features such as Mulholland Drive and Blue Velvet, says imagine if they did this to a Rembrandt or a Picasso.
And deciding you want to paint over a color with paint on top of their paint. It's just the fact that it converts from film to numbers shouldn't give people the right to toy with the work as it exists in history as created by the people who made it.
Take Lynch's film Blue Velvet.
She wore blue velvet.
The film, which explores the dark underbelly of a small town, opens with this sweet song and bright shots of blue sky, manicured lawns, and picket fences. Then its colors darken and actually get murky as the hero, Jeffrey, discovers the town's seedy underbelly.
If they brightened up the scenes and the colors seemed sort of cheerier, it would. These are ways in which spectators just aren't conscious of how they're influenced by sound and color. But a filmmaker of David's caliber is very aware of that and very intentional in the way he uses it.
Blue Velvet has been re-released in high definition, but David Lynch and members of the film crew were involved in the process. What worries Sweeney is that after Lynch is gone and the technology keeps changing, the studio is likely to look for new ways to re-release Lynch's films using the latest technology.
Someone sitting in an office in a studio thinking, how can I exploit our library? Those people are interested in the financial well-being of the studio.
Sweeney worries that they won't be interested in every detail of David Lynch's artistic vision.
Well, it's not exactly like repainting a Rembrandt.
This is Richard Donner, the director of Superman, the one with Christopher Reeve.
It's not like a singular painting hanging in a museum. A lot of people would like to think that, and I have a lot of arguments with some of my fellow directors about it, but my feeling is we've turned it over to the public. Hopefully they will handle it with respect.
Warner Studios owns the rights to Donner's film Superman. He was supposed to make the sequel, but had a fight with the studio. So when they released Superman in high definition without his input, he admits he was worried.
Oh, man, it looked beautiful. I saw some areas of the blacks were stronger, and I saw some depth of focus that I didn't have before, and I was totally impressed.
Digital film colorist Janet Wilson knows that it is a daunting task to recreate a director's work. But every year, she says the technology is getting better. About every 5 years, the studio revisits their most popular titles.
There's going to be somebody else who will come behind me who will maybe get this better, who will get it more right than I was able to, who will have better tools.
Or maybe, says Wilson, she'll get another chance. Laura Seidel, NPR News.